Yozhong Shadow, the Na Ya Sifu Bi. So for this lesson, we are going to be learning about the monoconsonants. So these are the consonants that have just the one letter to represent the sound. And these are called Gyo Qian Dao Zi Da. Gyo Qian Dao means simply letters, the letters. Gyo Qian Dao. When you put the word Zi, meaning father, when you attach that word to Gyo Qian Dao, then it tells you it's a consonant. Gyo Qian Dao Zi means consonant. And when we put the word da at the end, it just tells you that there's one, because the word da means single or one. So Gyo Qian Dao Zi Da means the mono consonants. So in Gyo Qian Dao Zi Da, there are all of the alphabet letters except A, B, E, I, J, O, U, and W. Those letters are being used as either tones or vowels or other things. They're not used as consonants. We're going to be reading right through from in alphabetical order, in English alphabetical order, from C to Z. Now, a few of these letters are unique to just Hmong sounds. And then some of these letters sound just like English letters. So it's not too hard to decipher the sounds of Hmong words to English words when it's only Gyo Qian Dao Zi Da, because some of these pronunciations are close to the English ones. I always say that the C is unique to Hmong, and then the Z at the end is more unique to French. And Zi Bling Yebo, who was the one that helped the Hmong in Zhongyuku in Laos, help establish, create this RPA system. Well, he was French. So the way I see it is we start at Hmong and we end at French. Although these are all just Hmong letters. We start at Hmong, ya, ya, the C, and we end at French, je, je, which is how we say the Z. Alright, so I'm going to be reading in English the letter, and then I will say the Hmong sound. And then eventually we will go to only the Hmong sound. Here we go. C, ya, ya. D, da, da. F, fa, fa. G, nga, nga. H, ha, ha. K, ga, ga. L, la, la. M, ma, ma. N, na, na. P, ba, ba. Q, ga, ga. R, dra, dra. S, sha, sha. T, da, da. V, va, v, x, sa, sa, and y, ya, ya, and z, ja, ja. So I said all of these with the ah vowel, just to help you hear them all in the same way. Now, going back to ya, the first letter, I will reread them, and as I go through each one, I will say exactly how the mouth is playing out, what is working where. C, ya, ya, such as duo, wind, ya, log, tree log, ya, such as to wear earrings or to take something. That letter, ya, 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 takes the whole side of the tongue and the middle tongue, and it goes up against the hard palate, the mid or roof palate. Ya, ya. The tip of your tongue should just be hanging there, not really, it should be open, should not be touching anything, not touching the tip of your mouth or anything like that. Your mouth should be opening each time. Ya, ya. So it's the work of the insides of your teeth and then the tongue, all of the mid tongue. Ya, ya. Now the D, da, da. This is just like the English D, so nothing hard there. Da, da. The tip of your tongue should be hitting that ridge of your palate. It's the teeth ridge, right before where the teeth come out. It's that hard little ridge, and if you feel it with your tongue, you can see where it's at. We're going to be seeing that, using that ridge again later when we do the R sound, which is similar to a D sound. And you have to master those two. Now, the F, fa, fa, same as a regular English F. It's top tip of the top teeth touching the bottom of the lips, the bottom lips, fa, fa, and just blowing air from there. Now, the H, the G, is not used as often in many words. For now, I only know of about two or three words that it's used for, but because there is use for it, it didn't used to be a part of the 清德词 da, but now it's more and more being assigned as a part of the 清德词 da. So you might see some consonant sets that does not have the G. But here we're going to practice the G as well. The G is a ng, ng sound. Now remember earlier we did the C and we used all of the mid part of the tongue. Now we have to use further back of the tongue, and it touches up against that soft part of the palate. So not the hard roof, but go back a little bit more. Use the back part of the tongue, and it touches up. Nga, nga. So it's right where that soft part of the palate is. That part of the tongue touches up to make a nga, nga sound. Sort of like a English NG sound when you say going. If you stress that out, you can feel that ng sound. And then the H, ha, ha, is the same as a English H. Now the K, ga, ga, even though it sounds like an English K, we have to be very careful about that because the Hmong 清德词 da K has no aspiration, which means no air. The English K, we say k, k, like kite. In Hmong, the K has to come without that air that kite has. It has to be g, g. So, for example, you can say quicker, and that CK at the end, that second g sound, that's how a Hmong K sounds. It's when we say in English, we don't say quicker. You don't have that H, that aspiration, huh, in both. Quicker. We don't say quicker. We say qui with the H and then ger with just a clear K sound. That's what a 见得及 da K ga ga sounds like. The quicker, that second K sound. So that's what you use for words like go, gu for you and me. Instead of ko and ku, it's clear, no air. Ga, gu. Now the L, regular L, la, 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 like English. The M, regular M, ma, 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 ma. And the N, regular N, na, na, nong, bird. Na, 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 to eat. And then comes the P. The P has the same thing as the K. It's a clear P sound, no aspiration. In English, we say puh, puh. For example, paper. That first P has that aspiration with it. It has that air. If you put your hand, your palm, up to your mouth about 1 inch away and you say paper, you will notice that the first P has an aspiration to it. There's air coming out. And then the second one, burr, has no air, just that subtle little breathing to breathe air. So that first P is the English P, the burr, the ba, ba, that's the Hmong P. It's a clear 见得及 da type P, no aspiration. Such as the words bei, like us, or letter three, number three, bu, like to allow or to give. So ba, ba. And then the Q. The Q is a far sound to the back. It's that, it's sort of a, it's the back of the tongue going up and hitting almost to the uvula. So it goes to the soft palate. So it's just right before that uvula. And that's the word that you use for like egg. Like to cry. So because this Q, the capital Q, even the baby Q, has a round part to it, it looks like an egg. I always say, remember the Q sound is going to be the word for egg. Now the R, earlier we did that D, and it was where the tip of our tongue touched the part, the tip of the teeth ridge, which is that upper palate, but towards the front, it's a ridge, right before your teeth come out. Now run the tip of your tongue along that ridge, so you know it's there and how it feels like. Now how your tongue is running along it, that's the D. You just flick it up against that and it makes the D sound. For the R sound, what you do is you take your tip of your tongue, go up against that same ridge, but curl it right before the ridge starts. And it's going to flick out versus tap. The D is going to tap that ridge. So straight tongue tip, it taps for a duh, duh. The R is going to curl up right before the ridge begins and it's going to flick out. Duh, duh, duh. Has more of a hollow sound because your tongue is curled in and then you make the sound. Duh, duh, duh. For the S is a, the Hmong S sounds like an English SH. Sh, sh. And the T sounds like the English TH, but the hard TH. In English, we have a soft TH and then a hard TH. Soft is our words like the, and hard are words such as thump, thump. And you want that hard one because it's, that hard one is the clear one. The th, th, th of thump is the Hmong T. Like thaw, to come, thaw, to wait. Then you have the V, 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 such as va, vang, vow, son-in-law, v, v, that bottom, the top teeth coming against that bottom lip and then blowing air, v, not too much air, just not so much blowing air, but just saying, making a sound with it, v, v. It's sort of like when you joke around with vampire words and you say vaunt versus want. That's that sound, vaunt, v. And then we have the X. When we say X in English, there's that S that comes after. In English, we use that for the S, Sam, sorry. But that's the Hmong X, is that sound. So the Hmong X sounds like an English regular S. So S. Just like Sam, sorry, so X, sa, want to, and so to search for, to look for, and then you have the Y, ya. Now, in English we call it a Y, but when we say it, we say yawn, we say yours, and the Hmong Y is called exactly the way you say it. Ya. Yua, to buy. You, which is a flexible pronoun. Ya, which is the last name Yang. And then the last one, our Frenchy letter. Zh. That letter is for things like zhong, which is means good. Zha, which means dragon. So zha. And here I'm going to go straight through where I will read all the way through. I will give you a few seconds to follow along. I will read and pause for you to read it. And then after that, I will read straight through again. And the second round, I will not pause so that you can just read right along with me. Here we go. Da, da. Da, da. Fa, fa. nga nga. Ha ha. Ga ga. La la. Ma ma. Na na. Ba ba. Ga ga. Zha zha. Sha sha. Ta ta. Va va. Sa sa. Ya ya. Zha zha. Perfect. Now I'm going to read right through from ja to zha. And just read it with me. I will say each one twice as we did before. Here we go. Ja, ja, da, da, fa, fa, nga, nga, ha, ha, ga, ga, la, la, ma, ma, na, na, ba, ba, ga, ga, da, da, sha, sha, da, da, va, va, sa, sa, ya, ya, zha, zha. Perfect. I'm going to read the last time, and what we're going to do is I will read the letter chindacita once, and then the second time what I'm going to say is a word that goes with it. And go ahead and follow along. So I will read and I will give you a little bit of space to repeat the same thing. It will be letter, word, letter, word. Even if you don't understand what the word means, it's okay. Just go ahead and say it. Ja, ja. Da, dia. Fa, fai. Nga, ngu. Ha, hao. Ga, gi. La, lia. Ma, ma. Na, na. Ba, ba. Ga, ga. Zha, zhu. Sha, xia. Da, de. Va, vao. Sa, sa. Ya, ya. Zha, zhang. Perfect. Congratulations. You have been going through the qiandecita and you did very, very well. Feel free to come back and listen, and we will be going on ya qiandeci zong, meaning by consonants, because the word zong means two. So that will be on a different lesson. Glad to have been practicing with you. Good luck.